Christian life is a journey, and all of us need direction along the way. Listen to this Bible guidepost from a recent message by Scott Pauling.
You need to follow proven steps. Proven steps. I'm in my mind now out on the old farm in West Virginia. Boy, I miss my grandpa. You know, when you're young, you're dumb. You know you're dumb. You're really dumb. I'd give anything to go back and spend another day with him. I'd have asked him more questions. I would have talked about things more. I'd have sat under the cherry tree and said, tell me more about that time in the Navy. Tell me more about when the farm started. You miss some of those things, you know. Walking with Grandpa around that farm as a boy, I remember he had great big old feet, great big feet. My feet ended up bigger than his, but they were big when I was a little boy. And I remember tromping through the snow in the wintertime. He had those big, long, lanky legs, and he's doing this. And you know what I would do as a little boy? I'm trying to stay in his steps. You know why? It was much easier in his steps than it was trying to make my own path. Let me tell you what I believe we need. We need another generation of people to come on and say, you know what? There's been a generation that's gone before us who did the right thing and they ended well to the glory of God. And some of them are ending well right now. And instead of trying some new thing, I think what I'm going to do is follow in the proven steps. That's what I'm going to do. Praise God for a pastor that preaches the truth to you. Praise God for older saints, Titus 2, the older men and the older women who've charted a course for us. Stay on that path. I promise you, you'll never regret it.
To hear the full message and to access other helpful resources, visit us at enjoyingthejourney.org.